If you have ever Googled how many calories should I eat to lose weight, you have probably seen two numbers come up, 1200 calories vs 1500 calories. Both are popular starting points for weight loss, but they are not interchangeable, and choosing the wrong one can make your journey harder than it needs to be. The core idea behind both approaches is the same. Eat less than your body burns, and it will use stored fat for fuel. But the size of that gap matters a lot. A 1200 calorie plan creates a deeper deficit and quicker initial results. A 1500 calorie plan is gentler and often easier to stick to over time. This guide breaks down exactly how these two calorie levels compare, so you can figure out which one actually fits your body and goals. What is a calorie deficit for weight loss? A calorie deficit simply means eating fewer calories than your body uses in a day. Your body needs a certain number of calories just to keep you alive and moving. This is called your maintenance level. When you eat below that number, your body looks for energy elsewhere and starts burning stored fat. Most adults have a maintenance intake somewhere between 1,800 and 2,500 calories, depending on age, size, sex, and activity level. A deficit of 500 calories per day leads to roughly 1 pound of fat loss per week. A deficit of 1,000 calories per day theoretically doubles that rate, but it also comes with real trade-offs. Bigger deficits are not always better. When you cut too aggressively, your body adapts in ways that work against you, slowing your metabolism, increasing hunger hormones, and increasing the risk of losing muscle instead of fat. The goal is to find the smallest deficit that still produces consistent results. Facts: fiber plays a bigger role in hunger control across 1200 calories vs 1500 calories plans. 1200 vs 1500 calorie diet, key differences. On the surface, 300 calories does not sound like much. But that gap compounds over time and plays out differently in your body, your energy levels, and your ability to stay consistent. Daily calorie gap. For someone with a maintenance intake of 2000 calories, a 1200 calorie plan creates an 800 calorie daily deficit, 5600 calories per week. A 1500 calorie plan creates a 500 calorie daily deficit, 3500 calories per week. That weekly difference translates to roughly an extra half pound of fat loss on the lower plan. Over a month, that adds up to about 2 pounds. Weight loss speed. The 1200 calorie plan wins on speed, at least early on. Most people see faster scale movement in the first few weeks. However, a significant portion of that early loss is water weight, not fat. As time goes on, metabolic adaptation can slow progress on very low calorie plans, sometimes to the point where the 1500 calorie plan catches up. Hunger and energy levels. This is where the gap between 1200 calories vs 1500 calories becomes very real in daily life. At 1200 calories, most people feel noticeably hungry between meals, especially in the afternoon and evening. Energy for workouts, work, and everyday tasks can dip. At 1500 calories, there's more room for satisfying meals, which makes the whole process feel far less like deprivation. Pros and cons of each calorie level. 1200 calorie diet, pros. Faster short-term weight loss, especially in the first 2 to 4 weeks. Highly structured, which works well for people who prefer strict guidelines. Can be effective for short-term goals with medical supervision. 1200 calorie diet, cons. Persistent hunger makes it hard to maintain beyond a few weeks. Low energy can interfere with exercise, work, and daily focus. Risk of metabolic slowdown over time, which stalls progress. Difficult to meet micronutrient needs on 1200 calories vs 1500 calories without very careful planning. Higher risk of binge eating in response to restriction. 1500 calorie diet, pros. Much easier to stick to long term, better adherence means better results overall. More room for nutritious, satisfying meals and an occasional social event. Supports energy for exercise, which compounds fat loss over time. Better protection against muscle loss during a deficit. 1500 calorie diet, cons. Slower results can feel discouraging, especially in the first few weeks. Requires patience and consistent effort over a longer period. For smaller individuals, 1500 may not create a meaningful deficit at all. Facts: protein intake becomes especially important when comparing 1200 calories vs 1500 calories. How metabolism responds to 1200 vs 1500 calories. Your metabolism is not a fixed number. It responds to what you eat, how much you move, and how long you've been in a deficit. When you drop calories significantly, your body senses the shortage and starts conserving energy, burning fewer calories throughout the day. This is sometimes called metabolic adaptation. On a 1200 calorie plan, This adaptation tends to kick in faster and more dramatically. Your body interprets the deep restriction as a threat and responds by slowing down non-essential processes. You feel colder, more tired, and less motivated to move. Your hunger hormones also increase, making it harder to resist food. On a 1,500 calorie plan, the deficit is moderate enough that your body doesn't feel the need to compensate as aggressively. Your metabolism stays more active, your energy stays more stable, and your hormones stay closer to their normal range. Over a period of months, this can actually lead to comparable or even better fat loss results compared to the more aggressive approach. Sustainable calorie intake, which is easier to maintain. Diet adherence. Research consistently shows that adherence, simply sticking to the plan, is the single biggest predictor of weight loss success. A moderate deficit you maintain for 6 months will almost always outperform an aggressive deficit you quit after 6 weeks. The 1,500 calorie plan wins here almost by default, because it leaves room for real life, a dinner out, a bigger lunch, a satisfying snack. Hunger and cravings. Severe restriction creates a predictable cycle: restrict, crave, overeat, feel guilty, restrict again. At 1,200 calories vs 1,500 calories, many people experience a kind of psychological fatigue that builds over weeks. The thought of food becomes consuming. At 1,500 calories, there's enough food volume and variety to keep cravings manageable and the mental load much lighter. Long-term lifestyle fit. Think about your actual daily life, a busy job, family dinners, social occasions, and gym sessions. A diet that works in theory but collapses under real-world pressure isn't a solution. The 1,500 calorie plan is generally flexible enough to accommodate normal life without constant stress, which is what makes it a stronger foundation for lasting change. Weight loss results, what can you expect? On a 1,200 calorie plan, you might expect to lose 1.5 to 2 pounds per week in the early weeks, though some of this is water weight. As your body adapts, the rate typically slows to 0.5 to 1 pound per week, or less. On a 1,500 calorie plan, expect a steadier 0.5 to 1 pound per week from the start, with fewer plateaus and less metabolic pushback. It's also worth noting that aggressive deficits increase the risk of losing muscle alongside fat, which slows your metabolism further and affects body composition. Combining a moderate deficit with resistance training is a more effective strategy for most people who want to lose fat while preserving or building muscle. 1,200 vs 1,500 calories for different people. Women vs men. Women generally have lower maintenance calorie needs than men of the same size due to differences in muscle mass and hormones. For a small, sedentary woman, 1,200 calories might represent a moderate deficit. For most men, 1,200 calories vs 1,500 calories is far too low. It's unlikely to provide adequate nutrition and will almost certainly trigger the metabolic and hormonal responses described above. Men typically do better at 1,500 to 1,800 calories. Activity levels. If you're sedentary, 1,500 calories may create a solid deficit without any issues. If you're moderately active, say, 3 or 4 workouts per week, 1,200 calories vs 1,500 calories is likely too low to fuel your training and recovery. Underfueling exercise leads to poor performance, slower recovery, and greater muscle loss. Active individuals should aim for 1,500 or even higher. Body size and height. A taller or heavier person has a higher metabolic rate and therefore a higher maintenance intake. For them, both 1,200 and 1,500 create meaningful deficits. For a smaller person, say, a petite woman who maintains at 1,700 calories, 1,200 is a severe cut, but 1,500 is a perfectly reasonable, sustainable deficit. Sample meal plan comparison. 1,200 calorie day example. Breakfast, 2 scrambled eggs plus 1 slice whole grain toast plus black coffee, 280 cal. Lunch, large salad with grilled chicken breast, cucumber, tomato, and 1 tablespoon olive oil dressing, 350 cal. Snack, 1 small apple plus 1 tablespoon peanut butter, 150 cal. Dinner, 100g salmon plus 1 cup steamed broccoli plus 1 half cup cooked quinoa, 420 cal. Total, 1,200 calories. Portions are small. There's little room for extras, and hunger is likely by evening. 1,500 calorie day example. Breakfast, 2 scrambled eggs plus 2 slices whole grain toast plus Greek yogurt, 420 cal. Lunch, grilled chicken wrap with lots of veggies plus side of fruit, 450 cal. Snack, apple plus 2 tablespoon peanut butter plus a small handful of almonds, 230 cal. Dinner, 150g salmon plus roasted vegetables plus 1 cup quinoa, 400 cal. Total, 1,500 calories. The meals feel complete. There's variety, more volume, and less of the grind that comes with very tight restrictions. Facts, Meal timing may affect hunger on 1200 calories vs 1500 calories routines. How to choose your calorie sweet spot. Rather than picking a number at random, start with your estimated maintenance calories. Many free online calculators can give you a reasonable starting point based on your age, height, weight, sex, and activity level. From there, subtract 300 to 500 calories to create a moderate, sustainable deficit. Use these questions to guide your decision. Do you exercise regularly? Lean toward 1500 or above. Are you a smaller woman with a low maintenance intake? 1200 may be appropriate temporarily. Do you have a history of disordered eating? Avoid severe restriction. Is your goal a short sprint or a long-term lifestyle shift? Longer timelines favor 1500. Have you hit a plateau on a previous plan? Consider going up, not down. If in doubt, starting at 1500 and adjusting after 4 to 6 weeks based on your results is a safe, sensible approach for most people. When to move from 1200 to 1500 calories. If you have been eating 1200 calories vs 1500 calories and notice persistent fatigue, stalled weight loss, poor sleep, low mood, or signs of muscle loss, feeling weaker, losing shape, it may be time to increase. This process, called reverse dieting, involves gradually adding 50 to 100 calories per week until you find a level where you're still losing, but feeling much better. It takes patience, but it often restores metabolic function and makes continued progress possible. Facts: daily step count impacts fat loss in 1200 calories vs 1500 calories approaches. A simple tool to stay on track. When you are comparing 1200 calories vs 1500 calories, accuracy is really important. Guessing portion sizes or mentally tracking meals often leads to underestimating how much you are actually eating. That's where a tool like Calorie Tracker Buddy becomes useful. It tracks calories simply and realistically for everyday life, especially if you are trying to maintain a consistent calorie deficit for weight loss. What it helps you do. Track daily calorie intake. You can log meals and snacks throughout the day to see exactly how many calories you've consumed. This makes it easier to stay within either a 1200 or 1500 calorie target without guessing. Monitor macronutrients. Beyond calories, the tool also tracks protein, carbs, and fats. This is important because hitting your protein goals helps preserve muscle, especially in a calorie deficit. Set personalized calorie goals. Instead of using generic numbers, you can set your own daily calorie target based on your weight loss plan, activity level, and metabolism needs. Food database and portion logging. It includes a searchable food database, so you can log common meals, ingredients, and portion sizes without manual calorie calculations. Progress awareness. By consistently logging intake, you can spot patterns, like overeating on weekends or undereating on workout days, and adjust your plan accordingly. Final thoughts: balance speed and sustainability. There is no universal right answer between 1200 and 1500 calories. The right number is the one that creates a real deficit for your body while still being livable enough to maintain consistently. For most people, that number is closer to 1500 than 1200. Faster is not always better when it comes to fat loss. The most effective plan is the one you can actually follow, week after week, through real life, without burning out. If you're unsure where to start or have specific health conditions, it's worth speaking with a registered dietitian who can give you personalized guidance. Frequently asked questions. Is 1200 calories a day enough for weight loss? For some people, particularly smaller, sedentary women, 1200 calories vs 1500 calories can support weight loss. But for many others, it's too low to be nutritionally adequate or sustainable. It should only be attempted with professional guidance. Will I lose weight faster on 1200 vs 1500 calories? Likely yes in the short term. But as metabolism adapts and adherence slips, that speed advantage often disappears. Over a 3 to 6 month period, the 1500 calorie approach frequently produces comparable results with far less struggle. Can eating too little slow my metabolism? Yes. When you eat significantly below your needs for an extended period, your body reduces the number of calories it burns, a process called metabolic adaptation. This is one of the main reasons people hit plateaus on very low calorie diets. Is 1500 calories enough for fat loss? For most people, yes. If your maintenance intake is 2000 calories or above, 1500 creates a meaningful 500 calorie daily deficit, enough for steady, sustainable fat loss of around 0.5 to 1 pound per week. Which calorie intake is more sustainable long term? 1500 calories is almost always more sustainable. It allows for more food variety, better nutrition, more energy for activity, and a healthier relationship with food, all of which matter enormously for long-term success.